Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1127. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaron Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Lurafur Shalema Chana Bas Esther Malka. Lurafur Shalema Sarafega Bas Leina Chama. Getting back to our Malacha of Tzad trapping. So we started talking about last share in reference to, is one allowed to close a box, a container, which contains a fly in it? And we started, I just want to finish off that, Inyan, the halacha, halacha lemaisa, and then we'll try to get into a few practical applications in reference to the fly. For example, the Sefer Mocha and the Shiftecha brings down interesting, somebody has a cabinet, right? Your cabinet with your dishes. So the question is, there's a fly in there. You don't know where, but he's in there, let's say. If he's in there, you try and chase him out. I mean, you're not gonna, kill it or whatever. You can't kill it, we understand, but to chase him out. But, the fly's in there. So the question is, could you close the door to the cabinet? You have sometimes a fly gets caught in between the screen and the window. Sometimes a person has an outside screen and they have a window. So the question is now it's they want to close the window, but there's a fly or there's a mosquito or there's something flying around in between. And it's, I want to just close the window, right? For whatever the reason is. To open the window, that's not a problem. You open the window, you're releasing the fly, and there's no issur of releasing a bug, right? If you open, let's say there's a fly flying around, and now I go ahead and open the window of my house. The fly is flying around there, the window area, I open up the window, he flies out. So there's no issur of releasing a insect into the open. That's not the issur. The issur is trapping the insect. So if the insect is in between the screen and the window, so closing the window sometimes could be a problem. But we'll talk about it possibly. We'll talk about it, how that works and what are the conditions. And like we said, a cabinet, a closet, somebody could have a closet, and I know that there's a fly in there, okay, mishkafelech, whatever, but the question is, could I close the closet? I have a closet, I want to know if I could close it. I'm not worried about the fly, he's not gonna, if it's a moth or something like that, a person might be worried, it might eat into the clothing or whatever, but the fly is flying around, alright, but I just want to close the door of the closet, could I do that? Maybe I'm trapping the fly, possibly. So let's just see the halacha again. And we'll try and see halacha l'maisa with flies and these various different things that fly around. Again, in conjunction with we spoke about last time, if it's something that could hurt a person, like a bee, mosquito, we'll try and talk more about, but a hornet, a bee, a wasp, these type of things. So then we said one would be allowed to trap it. Not to kill it, but just to trap it, to get rid of it, right? Because if it's something that's going to cause harm to a person. So just quickly to review in reference to the fly, we saw in the Ramah in Shin Tez Zayin, our Simin, Sif Gimel at the end, that he says, V'lochen yesh lizor, that V'lochen yesh lizor, shloi lizgar teve katan, and one should be careful not to close a small box, or to write, or a small kli, or something along those lines that has a fly in it, or has some flies in it. It's not only the box, we'll see anything, any type of a kli, any type of a utensil, a container, or whatever the case is. Why? Because it comes out, it's a psikresha that the fly will be caught. So then we saw there's a v'yesh makilim over there that the Ramah brings down from the tour actually, that the yesh makilim want to say that, in a case in time whereby one is going to open up the box, right? It's going to run away. This fly is going to fly away. As we know, fly is very hard to catch. So then it's no problem to close the box. Okay, so just real quickly, just to go through a few klolim that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. We said last time, in reference to the box itself, even according to the first view, whereby I can't close a container, I can't close a box, I can't close somewhere where the fly is in the small area, right? Remember what we said, teva katana, small place. We'll talk about that. Why? Because you have to be able to catch it in one swipe, in one run, right? In one one swing, one run. So one swipe. Eli Yitain says the Mishnah Berurah, Yitain Sakin, one should put, if somebody has such a thing, and they want to close a box, a container, or whatever, so just put something to cover all grounds for both Shitas, just put Eli Yitain Sakin Ashum Dover, Achar, Beina Kisa, La Teva, Beinian Sheikhlu, La Tes Misham. It should be leave it a little bit open. Bottom line is, either you put a knife, or you put a fork, you put something in there, or you leave it a little bit open, a little drop open, whereby the fly could fly out, and then it's no problem. That's an important point, that trapping means that it's trapped. But if you leave the box or the utensil or whatever the case is whereby this fly is in, and you leave it a little bit open and it has room to fly out, so then you're good. V'chein im yesh chor katan, he says, Bateb, also we spoke about last time, even if there's a small hole, af she'ein nira lehedi lazvuvim, interesting that even though it's not so clear to the flies, right? I have a fly or two in this place, and there's a hole, and it's not so clear to the fly. If Ilohochi is moti, even over there, it would be okay to close the box if this box or utensil has some sort of an opening in it. The sulai have psikreisha, because then we say it's no more psikreisha. It's not going to happen automatically. The fly can fly out, and that's it. Okay, so then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, Teva Katana, we said, the Ramah said, a small utensil, right? You have the fly, it's in a small utensil. Aval Teva Gedoila. So we're just trying to go through this because he explains the klal, and we get a better understanding of what the malach of trapping is all about. It doesn't have to do with fly or animal or whatever. These are the halachas of trapping. Bechlal, because if it's not like that, if it's not done this way, then it's not considered trapping. And it will be many times mutter in conjunction with the case. So he says it's a small box. Aval Teva Gedoila says the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Tezvav, a bigger box or a bigger utensil, right? And then we'll see some cases in the Sefer Machon Leshivtecha, Sefer Yitzvah Halachas. We'll try and see some practical applications. But in a bigger box, a bigger utensil, Sfirulei La Ramad, Kuli Al Meshari, then it's no problem. Why? Even you'll tell me in a big box, in a big area, right? Let's say, right? If somebody stands inside, let's say in a closet, let's take the easiest case right now, right? We'll talk about possibly a cabinet in the screen or whatever. Let's say, but in the closet, right? The fly's flying around in my room, fine, it goes into the closet. It's a regular closet, a walk-in closet. Let's say a real easy case. I have a walk-in closet, right? I have clothing in there, whatever, walk-in closet. So now, the fly flies in there. So that's what he says. Let's say Teva Gedoila would be for example, a walk-in type closet, right? Even smaller than that. But let's take the easiest example, walk-in closet. So according to the Ramah, says the Mishnah Berurah, even according to the first case, the Kuli Al Mishari, then even according to the first view also, it's no problem. According to the second view, for sure, it's no problem, because as soon as you open up the door or whatever, it flies away. But according to the first view, that was the second view. According to the first view, who was more machmer, don't close the box, over here, it's no problem, because it's big and a person stands inside, you won't be able to catch it, right? We said, don't forget, keep in mind that you have to be able to catch it in one swipe, right? Oh, so, and also it's a davar she'ena b'mina nitzayid. So you have one derabbanon that you won't be able to catch it in one swipe, bechlal. So it's not even considered that it's really trapped, number one. Number two, even on that, it's not even on a question of a derais, it's a question of a derabbanon. It's one drabbanon on top of another drabbanon. Vudavash ain b'mina nitzayt, says the Mishnah Berurah, and it's also something that's not a, like we said, a fly is the ain b'mina nitzayt. So even if you capture it to use it, right? Even if you capture it to use it, so then it's then worst case that will be a drabbanon. But over here, you just want to get rid of it. Nobody's capturing the fly even to use bechlal. It's ain b'mina nitzayt. It's not the type of creature that's usually captured to use. You can't catch it in one swipe. Okay, so says the Mishnah Berurah, "Dafilu ma'ay oimed b'soichalay ha'yachal atavse b'chad zchiyah." You won't be able to catch one swipe. V'gam odavishem b'mina nitzen. It's not what we call a capturable type of a item. And the Mishnah Berurah actually talks in the Shaarei Tzion, which I don't want to get too much into because it's not 100% across the board. But he does say Ritzalem, just to bring it out because it's a very, very broad and well-known concept in Hilchos Shabbos that many people use, but there are steerers in the Mishnah Berurah. Sometimes he doesn't go with those klolim, but we'll see. He says, Ratzalem mishum dahavi trei drabanan. You have over here two drabanans, mishum hachi mutter be'enem mechavan. Therefore, when it's a psikresha with two drabanans, afogav davi psikresha, right, with two drabanans, so he says it's mutter. Okay, but this klal, again, there are steerers in the Mishnah Berurah, but be it as it may, in this case, for example, this case is much easier because you can throw in something else, a sniffle head, because don't forget the second shita in the Ramah said that since it's something that could fly away, right? If you open up this utensil, this kli or this closet or whatever to grab it, right, it's going to fly away. So the tour and was Makel and the Ramah brings it like that. So be it as it may, just to start off with our first case, somebody has a closet, right, a bigger closet, let's say a walk-in closet, whatever it is, Teva Gedoyla if you want to call it, and the fly flies in. So the question is, would I be able to close the closet? According according to this, one would be allowed to close the closet. Because again, you can't catch it in one swipe. Number one, that's for sure not. Number two, it's a mina nitze. This fly is does not have a din of a deraisa. Worst case will be drabanan. And number three, you could throw in, like we said, also that those want to say by a fly in general, even if you enclose it in a box, some are makel, like we saw in the tour, that since it'll just fly away as soon as you open up the door, so it's no problem at all. So a larger closet would not be a problem. And we'll talk about other things, other items whereby the fly flies in, upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tuv.